Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. In the previous year, we saw Shitas HaRambam, Para Aduma, Perek Dal, Halacha Yudches, that if a person shechted the para, and together with the para, he shechted another animal by accident, the para is kosher, a para kshera. Shrei lo niskavin the malacha. And we asked that Mamash write against our sugya. In our sugya, we see that if a person shechts behemas chul and shaloba kavana, it passes the para, like Rav Nosson and the Rama passings, like Rav Nosson. That was our kash in the previous year. The Rosh Yosef, Divra Maskel Kosav, wants to prove, like the Rambam, from the Mishnah on para, Paragimel Mishnah Zayin, that if the parah doesn't want to come out, you don't take out a black one, because people shouldn't say that they shechted a black one. And you also don't take out another parah aduma with it, so people shouldn't say they shechted two at the same time. So the Bar Tanura explains that the chshash in the sefer is that they're going to come to be machshir the psul of lo osa v'chaverta. So the fact that the Mishnah only answered two para adumas because of Osvalos Chaverta, but the Shchayr for a different reason. It's mashma that dafka para aduma cheres, this psul is noeg, and not if it's a regular animal. So there you see, this seems to be like the Rambam. You know, let a shech two para adumas together, but a para aduma and another animal is fine. But mehem shech hamishna, you see, l'chor lo kidivrei Rambam. It says that the Rabbi Yossi says, no. It's because of a hotzi oselavada. He says is that the reason you can't take out a shchor or an aduma together with this paraduma is because it says the hotzi oselavada. And if the Rambam is right, this is only a reason not to take out an aduma, but a shchor isn't included in this miut, because just like v'shachad osa, according to the Rambam, only is memaida paraduma, so too a hotzi osa is only memaida paraduma. But Rabbi Yossi says that the osa is memaida both. It's memayet, both aduma and not aduma. And not like the Rambam. Another kasha, isugis ha-gemara biyuma membeiz amadbeiz. The Gemara asks in Rabbi Tanakama, why doesn't he darshan from vahotziosa that you're not allowed to take out another one with it? Just like he darshans from mishachad osa that you shouldn't shecht another one with it. And the Gemara answers that Tanakama is Rabbi Shimon, who darshan's time of the crop, and therefore even the din of avshalo yotzi acheres ima, even that din is also menatara because of the drasha. He just gives a reason for it because he darshan's time of the crop, and he says that the reason is that shelo yomru shchor shachtu. And by aduma, shalom rishnaim shachtu. But he really holds that it's a drasha. We have a drasha, but he gives a reason for the drasha, but it's really because of osa. And the Gemara says that if, since even according to the Tanakam, it's menatar, what's the nafkamina? And the Gemara answers, if you're allowed to take out a chamor, it's the nafkamina. According to the Tanakam, the whole reason for the yisr is because you might say that the para, that the parah shchor was shecht l'shem parah aduma, the two parahs were shecht l'shem parah aduma, and about a chamor there's no such chshash, therefore you're allowed to take a chamor out together with the parah aduma. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't dash in time of the krah, it's just exeris hakosuv that you're not allowed to take out another animal, that would even include a chamor. But l'shitas harambam, we have a kasha, because according to the Rambam, v'shachar osa is memayit only shchitas aduma together with the paradumi. Now let us shech two paradumas at the same time. But not a paradum in another animal. And if so, v'hotzi osa, what should the Rambam learn from v'hotzi osa? Not to be motzi another aduma with it. So according to the Rambam, it's all going on Adumas. It's the Rambam's Shita. So if that's the case, if it's all going on Adumas, then why does Rabbi Yossi Aser Otzeus Chamor? According to the Rambam, from Shachar Osa, we're only Mema'id Aduma. So then, Bahotzi Osa, we should also only be Mema'id Aduma. But not a Chamor. So why does Rabbi Yossi even Aser Otzeus Chamor? That was what we said in the previous shir. And now we are going to give the teretz of the Rosh Yosef. Rosh Yosef is mitaretz. This is brought in the Yalkut Biurim. That we can say b'das harambam that even b'shchitas shtei paras adumos there is a psul of melacha acheres. Because when shechting one, Rashi and Yom also learns this way. That when shechting one, he's meisiach das from the other one. And this is not kedivrei atosis and divrei maschil nishchita. So according to the Rambam, two para adumas he once now allowed a shecht because of the psul of melacha acheres. Ulefize, bechreach, we have to say that v'shachar osa v'lo osa v'eschaverta was said dafka when the other one, when the second one was shechted without kavana. Otherwise, you don't need a pasuk to passel it. Anyway, it's passel because of malach acheres. So v'shachar osa v'lo osa v'eschaverta has to be talking about when he's shechting shalom b'kavana. Because when he's shechting b'kavana, the other para, even para aduma, it's pashut, it's going to be pasul. Because of hesach hadas. Just there's a machlokas tanoim about the din of a para. And only according to Reb Shimon, a para is kachay bedek habayis. So it emerges that according to the Man D'Omar that para adum is kachay mizbeach. You can't say that the drasha of a shachar osa v'lo osa v'eschaverta is talking about another para aduma. Why not? Because Maman of Shech. If he shechs the other one b'kavana, so Benkach, they're both puzzle because of Malach HaCheres. And if he shechs the second one without kavana, then the first one shouldn't be puzzle at all because the second Shechita is not considered Shechita's para because it's puzzle Machmas Chisar and Kavana, like Din of Kachem is Beach. Shrein shchitas and ksheira lelo kavana. Kachem is beach. You can't shecht without kavana. So if he shechts the para aduma and then to shelo bekavana, he shechts another para aduma, then the first one shouldn't be puzzle. The first one should be okay. Because he didn't have kavana to shecht the second para adum and it's kachem izbech. You need kavana. So you can't say v'shachar osa v'losa v'eschaverta is referring to two para adumas if you hold that the para adum is kachem izbech. Because maman of shech. If he shechts the other one with kavana, anyway they're going to be puzzle. Because if Malach HaCheres. And if he shechts the other one without Kavana, then the first one's going to be kosher. Because the second one didn't have Kavana, and therefore there's no it's not considered a Shechita. Because Kachem Mizbeach requires Kavana. Ubechreach, that according to Chachamim, there's a mute of v'shachat osa on Shechitas Behemas Chulin together with it. That its Shechita is kosher even without Kavana. And therefore the Shechita is going to be a proper Shechita. So it must be that the miyud of Shachar Osa is talking about where you shechted a behemas chulin. The shechita is going to be sherry without kavana, and therefore it's going to passel the para. And show us shechitas Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi said that mishum shenamar b'hotzi osa levada. That you can't take out another para or a shchora, but he says v'hotzi osa levada, and also v'shachar osa levada. That you're only allowed a shecht paradum alone, but now with another para, now with a shchora, now with a reg, now with a different animal. And therefore, just like this miut is lav dafka b'chaberta domedida, the miut is not talking about another paraduma, just like this one. So hu adin, the miut of a hotziosa, that it's not talking dafka about chaberta domedida, even a behema tamea is included in the din of lo yotzi acheres ima. Tanakam of the Mishnah, who's Reb Shimon, he's Lashitaso. And what does he hold? That a par is kachay bedek habayis. And the shchit of the par is ksheira, afilu shelo bekavana, kedin shchitas chulin. And therefore he can say that the drasha v'shachar osa v'lo osa l'chaverta is dafka b'paradum acheres dumedida. He can hold that the drush of yishechted it and not it and its friend is talking dafka about a red one, and it's talking about yishechted the other one shelo b'kavana, and you're not going to pass it because of malach acheres. Because he had no intention to do malach acheres. He only intended to shecht the paraduma. He didn't intend to shecht the other para. And therefore we needed a pasuk to passel it. Because of v'lo osa v'chaverta. So then what's the psulan? The psul, according to Reb Shimon, Tanakam of the Mishnah, as the Gemara there says, is that v'shachar osa v'lo osa l'chaverta is talking about dafka paraduma dumedida. And if it's a paraduma dumedida, and he holds therefore that if he shechted the second one without kavana, we can passel it because of osa v'lo chaverta or lo osa v'chaverta, that you're not allowed to shech too. And because according to him you don't need kavana, according to him it should be a kasher shechita, and you can't come on to a psul because of malacha, because he doesn't intend to do it, there's no hesach hadas. So therefore the psul has to be v'lo osa v'chaverta. So now the Rambam is l'shitaso that para is kache bedek habayis, like Reb Shimon. And therefore he holds that the miyut of Shachar Osa is only talking about chaverta dumedida, that you're now allowed to shecht the para aduma together with this para. But it's not referring to a regular para, and therefore the Rambam says that if you shecht the para in another behema, it's kosher. Because of Shachar Osa, b'lo osa v'chaverta, is referring to only the paraduma, two paradumas, demedida. So again, let's reiterate. That Das HaRambam is that when you shech two paradumas, there's a psul of Malach HaCheres. Why? Because he has kavana, machmas shchita sa'achas, he's mesiach das from the other one. So when he intends to shech two paras, then it's going to be pasul. And that's what the Gemara means when it says that if you intend to shech two paras, it's no good. And that's why the Gemara says, according to the Girsa of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says, Pshitasaka da'ad chamino shachar osam rachmano v'lo seves chavertev afilu b'emeschul inami kamash malon. So according to the Maskan of the Gemara, Dafka Paraduma Pasels Mishum Oslo Seves Chaverta. But Behemas Chulin, if it's only Nishchita, if it's by accident, then it's not included. And only if he intended to shecht both, then the Paraduma is going to be Pasel. According to the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, when he shechs a para aduma together with another para and he intends to shech both them, it's pasul. Not like Tosis. And lefi zeh bechrech, the drash of the Gemara shechar osa lo seves chaverta is not talking about when the other one was shechted with kavana. Because we shecht with kavana, it's possible because of psul malacha. So it's talking about below kavana. Otherwise, if it's with kavana, you don't need a pasuk. Anyway, it's possible because malacha cheres. But then we get to the machlokas tanaim b'din para. Only according to Reb Shimon, a para is kachay b'de kabayis. But the other opinions hold, the other tanaim hold, that para is kachay mizbeach. And the other tanaim can't hold that they can't be talking about a para aduma cheres because mamanavshach. If you shech the other one b'kavana, so benkach they're going to be pasuk as malach acheres. And if you shech the other one without kavana, then the first one's not going to be pasuk because the second one wasn't a shechita. So therefore, what's the miyud of a shachar osa? The shachar osa is that you shechted the other one, second one without kavana. Shechted the first one with kavana. You shecht the second one without kavana. And what's the second one? The second one's a regular par, not a paraduma. Because if it's a paraduma, you don't need a pasuk. Because if you intended to shecht the paraduma, then anyway, it's pasuk is malach acheres. And if you didn't intend to shecht the paraduma, and it's nothing. And the first one's kosher. So when do we have our drasha of shachar osa, velosav es chaverta? It's talking about behemas chulin, where the shechita is ksher lo kavana. And for that we need a pasuk to tell you that even though it's kosher, that because it's kosher lo kavana, you shechted another animal, even though you didn't meet it, it's ma'am lach acheres, it passes the paraduma. And that's also the shechita of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, lo mishum zeh, lo mishum v'hotzi osa levada, that he had to take the paraduma out alone. So what does it mean alone? It means whether it's with an aduma or non aduma. So just like by according to Rabbi Yossi, the miut is not lav dafka chaverta dumedida. V'shachar osa is chaverta. V'shachar osa is lav davka v'chaverta dumedida, just like v'hotzi osa is v'chaverta lav davka dumedida. Both of them, according to Rav Yossi, are not necessarily going to be talking about a paraduma. So according to Rav Yossi, it's going to be pasul to shecht if one shechts together with the paraduma, non-paraduma, even a shchora, even a behemoth tmeya. And therefore, when we remayate v'hotziosa levada, can you even be talking about a behemoth tmeya? Because it's lav dafka dumedida. Because if it's leman diomar, the paraduma is kachem is beach, you can't say that it's talking about another paraduma. It's like we said, if you shech the other one with kavana, anyway, it's pasuk. You don't need a pasuk because it's pasuk al tzmalacha. And if you don't shech, and if you shech it without kavana, then the first one's taka kosher, then the drush is not true. Because since it's kachem is beach and you didn't have kavana, it's not considered a shechita, the second one. So therefore, the first one's kosher. So you have to say it's talking lav dafka dum yadida. It's not like the paraduma. It's a regular animal. So therefore, biyosi can also be mamayit vahotziosa. Even a behemoth tmeya. But the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah in Parah, Paragim Mishnah Zayin, it's Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon's Lashitaso, he holds Kochei Parah's Kochei Bede Kabayis, and it's Shchita's Kasher, even without Kavana, just like Chulin. And therefore, he can say that the Jerush is V'shacharosa, V'loosa V'chaverta, is talking dafka b'para adum acheres dum yadida. In other words, he shechted the other one without kavana, and that's going to be pasul. So we're not going to pasul it al tzmalach acheres because he didn't have kavana, and the pasuk has to pasul it because of lo osa v'chaverta. And you can't say that the shechita is not a good shechita because it's kachay bere kabayis. Kachay bere kabayis doesn't require kavana. And therefore, you can't say it's not a good shechita in the first one, and the first and the par is okay. Because that's what we said before. We said before that if you hold that it's kachay bere kabayis, you can't say it's talking about a paradum acheres. Because if he does it shelo b'kavana, then the first paradum is okay. Because the second one wasn't a shechita. But according to Reb Shimon, the second one is a shechita. But he didn't have kavana, so it's not malach acheres. So we have to pass out the drasha of lo osa v'chaverta. And the Rambam's l'shitaso that a par is kachay bet a kabayis. So he paskins that the miyud of a shachat osa is only referring to a par aduma duma dida. And therefore the Rambam paskins that if he shechts a para nishchlev hema cheresima, it is going to be, the para is going to be kshera, and the only time the Rambam passels is when we're talking about a para aduma. And then the Rambam passels because of shachar osa velo osa ve'es chaverta. Okay. There's a lot more to say on this topic, a lot more ways to be miyashiv the Rambam, and Birtzas Hashem Darkeinu, hopefully in the next shir, we will see more drachim, and we should be zocha l'ilmodu l'lamed, l'shmor v'lasos, u'l'kaimus kol dibrei salmo t'rasa v'hava, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.